shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
The problem is, if I don't win, the Republican Party would be hurt, and I hate the concept of
look,
that.
I think it's a matter of patriotism here as well.
Well, it tells me that he knew the area. He knew that an area where not...
Like, oh my God, I hope the teacher knew what she was doing.
The Constitution doesn't have a preamble.
I was a sucker.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about every night. Well, every night we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We go places other talk shows don't have the guts to go to. We go places other talk shows don't have the talent to go to. We go places other talk shows just, they got to stay clear of it, okay? We're not going away. We're not going anywhere. We are here to remind talk radio, radio in general, media in general, what our job is, primarily, number one, all the way, baby. What is our job? That is to inform and entertain. That is to keep our audience abreast of what is going on, if you'll pardon the term, breast, and to keep on keeping on in the name of basic, decent American values. All right, another poll, another surprise showing for Donald Trump. Is he the man to beat Obama? This is our News and Information Hour. Joining me is Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Gentlemen, how are you this evening?
I'm doing real good.
Yeah, pretty good.
And we will be weighing in, the guys and myself, on a number of different topics. For those of you who are watching our Phil TV in HD on our website, philhendryshow.com, we are rolling here in the background using the special Phil TV HD special effects, a film called Battle of Britain. So while you hear us talking about contemporary news, you're seeing Spitfires shooting German Junkers out of the sky. It's a groovy thing.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy what they're doing.
Very, very cool. All right. It's pretty weird, too, but, you know, we got tired of rolling CNN, you know.
Yeah, really not a lot in the news tonight, but we'll keep our eye out, see if there's going to be another Putsunami.
Oh, that Putsunami, you know.
What are you going to learn how to pronounce that, man?
That's a hard one, though.
No, it ain't a hard one, man. I know it starts with a T, bud, but it's T-S, Tsunami. Just don't pronounce the T. Just a silent T.
Right, I understand that.
You know how, like, La Jolla?
Yeah.
How do you think they spell that?
Well, I know,
J-O-L-L-A, silent L's.
Well, not really.
No, but I mean, it's pronounced like a Y.
Okay, yeah, it's not silent L's, it's pronounced like a Y. In any event, man, it's one of those weird things in language, you can't explain it, we don't know why, it just is, that's where it's at, that's the way it's going to be, thank you and good night.
Yeah, but
I don't want to talk about it. All right, anyway, welcome to the show again. You can join us at our website, philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass because it allows you to listen to a podcast of this show tomorrow. You can hear our classic Phil podcasts. You can hear thousands of hours of archive material. You can watch our Phil TV in HD webisodes on a five-day archive. You can access it, for instance, tomorrow morning. Whether you have an iPhone or a Droid, you can also look at either the live streaming or the on-demand video, as well as all the other audio content. It's really fantastic. And again, for those of you with iPhones, you have to get download the Skyfire browser. That is the Skyfire browser if you have an iPhone. If you have a Droid, there are a number of options for you to utilize to get the streaming video of our show. It's well worth it. It is in high definition. And it's just a beautiful thing, man. It is without question. Not only do we have the greatest radio show, we have the greatest video content. And when I say we're not going anywhere, we're not going anywhere because the fact of the matter is, talk radio is just in it's not good. It's in big trouble. You know, and so we need shows like ours more than ever before. We need shows like this. We need Bubba. We need Howard. We need, you know, I don't know, but we need it, and she needs it, and she's going to get it.
Yeah.
All right. Our first story here of the evening is a story of liberalism gone mad. This is a story of certain individuals in the liberal movement who have decided to fully lose their minds. This is a story that is entitled UN document would give Mother Earth the same rights as a human being. Okay? Now, the first thing when Rick Sanchez saw that was...
I was a sucker.
Because he signed the petition.
Really?
No, not really. Anyway, Bolivia this month pushes a draft United Nations treaty giving Mother Earth the same rights as humans, having just passed a domestic law that does the same for bugs, trees, and all other natural things in the South American country. As you know, Libya is very, very high, the altitude very high, and because of the thin air, nobody thinks or sees too clearly. Nazis abound. Yes, that's right, the Odessa used to dump off Nazis by the ton in that country, and now they've gone completely stark raving mad, giving bugs voting rights.
Well, let me see that.
Don't grab it out of my hands, man, I'm kidding. The bid aims to have the UN recognize the Earth as a living entity that humans have sought to dominate and exploit. Oh, will you people get a grip? Bolivia. I got something and I don't know what has happened, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to just tell you this. Americans have so far outpaced the rest of the world in terms of our progress that we've made with our society, that we feel a natural guilt that we basically represent the highest point of that arc in human development. And we feel kind of guilty about that, so we have assigned to other countries a sort of equal status in terms of achievement. And we get together there in the United Nations, and we rub elbows, and we say, hey, how you doing, Bolivia? Yeah, great. Yeah, wow, this is fantastic being a developed country, isn't it? Oh, yeah, it's great. When in point of fact, Bolivia probably has some of the most disgustingly vile and crime-ridden slums. There must be poverty there, the likes of which, I bet you they eat themselves. There's no, the cannibalism there, it's not just the baby. They go ahead and they start gnawing on their own hands. Now, do I know anything about Bolivia? No, but I've got money. I got big money that says that that's probably true about that country. How do I know? Because every country in the world is like that, with little exception. Now, why am I bringing that up? I'm bringing it up for this reason. I don't believe any country that has problems like that has any right at all, any moral right at all, any moral superiority or supremacy at all, to start going on about Mother Earth is a living thing and we've exploited and dominated her. Now, I don't know. I was in Miami at a Buddhist convention several years ago. That's right, I went to a Buddhist convention. And so...
you gotta be putting me on, man. Did you go and worship at Buddha and all that stuff?
Yeah, did you worship at the foot of Buddha?
Will you shut up? And while I was there, I met the Buddhist contingent from Brazil. Very nice people, very happy people, very,
how come they got all Buddha down there?
They got Buddhism in Brazil because of Japanese growers and planters had moved in there at the turn of the 20th century. A lot of the Far East had a great deal of influence in Brazil, the Japanese especially, and they brought with them Buddhism, and many of the Brazilian people embraced that. They're a fun-loving and, great people, and we know the strides that Brazil is making in terms of their economy. But we also know that Brazil has some of the most disgusting crime, child murder, child abduction and murder, roving bands of children that are starving, that have no home, that have been orphaned for years, fending for themselves in the streets and the ghettos and the dank, stinking alleyways of Rio de Janeiro and other cities like that, and they deign to call themselves equal to our country. They deign to say that they've got it kind of all figured out the way we do, like they got it going on like we do. Give me a freaking break.
Yeah, but there's people that are poor here, too.
There's people that are poor in America. There's no question. There's poor people, all right? But we don't have poverty to the point where we have roving bands of children who've been living on their own for years, who have formed mini societies that are being murdered by rogue bands of cops. I mean, this is what they got. I wouldn't want to go out at night in Rio, man, if across the street they were giving away gold doubloons. I wouldn't want to cross the street in a place like that. So when you've got those kinds of problems to deal with, You have no right to stand up anywhere and start talking about, I mean, you may have a right as a member of the United Nations to say, well, look, this is what my country feels that would be the very best thing for us and for the region because of this and that. And that's fine. But you have no, what I call, outer space rights. You have no rights to be way out there. You have no rights to be hippy-dippy, outer space, real, woo, you know, space cadet-y. We're from Bolivia, and we're going to go in and do the groovy vote here on whether the Earth is a living thing. No, 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 you don't get to. Why not? Because you've got children that are, you've got people that are practicing self-cannibalism, you know. You have, they're not living in, you've got, you have people that are living in toilets, you know. It's the only place left to live in Bolivia is a toilet for the poor. Go fix that, then you can come back up here and vote on all this other hippy-dippy, wicky, wacko stuff.
Wiki wacky.
Right.
Ain't that a religion, the wiki wacky? Or is that?
No, man, it's Wicca.
I didn't ask you, man.
He's right, it's Wicca. It ain't wiki wacky. Where'd you get that?
That's what I thought it was called.
You're nuts, man. It's called Wicca. It always has been, always gonna be.
Well, we don't know what it's gonna be called, but in any event, what am I getting sidetracked for? You understand what I'm saying here? So, now here it is. The wording may yet evolve, but the general structure is meant to mirror Bolivia's law of the rights of Mother Earth, which Bolivian President Evo Morales enacted in January. That's great, Evo. What else you got going on down there in Bolivia, man? Have you helped to pick the streets up and clean them up? And, oh, man. Anyway, it's some kind of a whacked-out thing. It's really grooviosity, and I'm all in favor of it. I grew up with hippies. And I grew up with the entire concept of the Earth is a living thing. And, you know, it's our sister. And, you know, the great line from The Doors, when the music's over, our sister Earth, and, you know, tied with fences, blah, 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 blah. But I, folks, you know, the time has come, said the whatever the hell said it in that Mother Goose thing. The time has come for us to grow up a little bit, especially you baby boomers out there. And we have already done a lot of damage as an egotistical and stupid generation of people. So let's get everybody back on the right path. We'll start evolving these far out laws about Mother Earth and everything else, man. And we can start wearing, you know, pointed hats and growing our hair, whatever we want to do. After we get the other problems, like, you know, somebody living in the gutters of Bolivia or elsewhere or Brazil or somewhere. And they have nothing to eat. Let's start figuring these things out. All right, I'm sorry to have to lecture.
No, it's pretty right.
I'm going to look on YouTube, see if I can find some poverty video of Bolivia, just in case you're wrong.
What do you mean, just in case I'm wrong?
Well, what if you are wrong and Bolivia's like heaven on earth?
Well, then we'll just pretend like we were talking about another country. I don't know. We'll be back here on the Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. Some high school students love their I Heart Boobies bracelets, and now a judge says their schools can't do anything about it. That's great. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show. New T-shirts are in. Go to our website to get the new Phil Henry official colors, otherwise known as a T-shirt. Check out our archives at philhenryshow.com.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show.
What, bud?
I got the information now.
All right, well, and then we're going to get to the story about this bracelet. Our number, our show is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Join us in our march as we move toward the ever inexorable success of our country, blah, blah, blah. Yes. No, I'm being glib, but I mean every word of it. Now, what did you find out, bud?
That the people of Bolivia, that there's 59% poverty.
59% poverty in Bolivia. Yeah! Nice job, man. And you cats are rapping about, Mother Earth has her rights. What are you doing? I'd fire a guy like that. If there was a guy in my employ, as this president is in the employ of the Bolivian people, this Evo Jackball, whatever this guy's name is, and he was fooling around with some fooling around with some statement that said Mother Earth is a thing and we need to really respect her while 59% of my people were living in poverty, that cat would be fired. What are you doing?
I thought I'd just come up with a statement.
Did you see what's going on out here? Well, I know. There's hungry people out there, man. And you're sitting, what do you do? You're knitting a dress or something? No, it's just something from my head because it gets cold. You're fired. And we don't say anything. America says nothing. Why, bud?
Because we're afraid.
Because we're afraid that they're going to start leveling the charges of Yankee imperialist, Yankee colonialist. Yes, it's easy for you to say. You guys went out and you ripped everybody off. Well, I got news for you, Bolivia. In this world that we share, you know, as the song says, them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose.
What song is that?
God bless the child. It doesn't matter what song. Now, Bolivia was a country founded by a European state, Spain. And whatever it was that Spain did or did not do for Bolivia is long since been water under the bridge. You guys are there. You're in a resource-rich and in a material-rich continent. Simón Bolívar is considered to be the George Washington of South America. You got a lot going for you. The only thing you ain't got, apparently, is enough brain power to figure out what your priorities are. So start feeding the people and quit screwing around with your jive ass. The earth is a living thing and we have messed it up. Love, Bolivia. Because if anybody's messed anything, I'll tell you what is also a living thing is a human being, and you ain't feeding your people.
Yeah, but that's because of the Yankee imperialism.
Oh, well, that's right. Judge rules it's okay for students to wear I Heart Boobies bracelets, meaning you like boobs. All right, a federal judge on Tuesday ruled that Pennsylvania middle school students, should be allowed to wear I Love a Real Beautiful Big Pair. No, it says should be allowed to wear I Heart Boobies bracelets, finding the breast cancer awareness slogan neither crude nor vulgar. The American Civil Liberties Union sued Pennsylvania's Eastern Area School District on behalf of two students who were suspended for a day and a half and banned from a school dance after they wore the Keep a Breast Foundation bracelet, in defiance of school policy. The ACLU argued the Eastern Area Middle School, located about 50 miles north of Philadelphia, had violated the students' First Amendment rights to free speech by banning them from wearing the rubber bracelet. The ACLU, saying that the children's free speech rights extend through their parents, once again shoved their noses into the private affairs of a school, a family, and everyone else. The ACLU, as you well know, hated around the world. No, kidding. In an opinion handed down, and when I say handed down...
They wiped with it first,
then handed it down on Tuesday afternoon. U.S. Judge Mary A. McLaughlin, wow, found the ban by middle school administrators on the popular rubber waistband was not supported by case law that allows school officials to restrict students' speech when it is lewd or disruptive. So in other words, what the court ruled was, and I'll read here from Judge McLaughlin's opinion, the bracelets are intended to be viewed as speech designed to raise awareness of breast cancer and to reduce stigma associated with openly discussing breast health. So she found the Eastern Area School District failed to prove that teachers and administrators encountered a substantial disruption when students wore the bracelets in school. Meaning, free speech does not extend in schools to the point where it disrupts the normal atmosphere of scholarship and learning that must be present in a school. The Supreme Court has previously ruled saying that if a child's clothing, if a young person's wristbands or whatever causes such a disruption that the normal atmosphere of learning in a school is disrupted, then it is not protected speech and may be banned. But in this case, they said that this speech did not disrupt the normal academia there in a high school. In point of fact, it raised the students' awareness of a topic, breast cancer. So my initial reaction there when I went, middle school, I was very premature.
Well, but you should have said that, the people wouldn't have remembered.
Yeah, what are you talking about it for? People probably all forgot about everything.
Okay. Bud, where are you from originally?
California.
Well, you sound like, you talk like that, sound like Walter Brennan. God.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Where are you from in California?
Ojai.
Hmm, I don't know if they have a lot of... Who settled Ojai originally?
I don't know, probably like the Swiss.
What do you mean the Swiss?
Yeah.
You asked me who sell. I don't know.
Well, then why'd you say the Swiss?
Because it could have been the Swiss.
Ojai, California was settled by the Swiss, huh? By the way, you know, Solvang, that ain't real.
Yeah, I know. You told us.
Oh, okay. All right, we're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget philhenryshow.com, our website. Donald Trump's, he may be serious about running for president, but does he have a shot? Plus, a team too fat to be an American Idol audience? That's right.
Phil
got kicked
Henry.
Out. We'll be back.
For patriots, by patriots, it's the Phil Henry Show.
Now, this is not just a radio show. This is a multimedia experience. Our website is philhenryshow.com. With a backstage pass, you have access to our high-definition streaming video of the show, as well as our on-demand video of the show, as well as our archives of the audio of the radio show, and as well as our podcasts, our each-and-every-day podcasts that you sign up for through iTunes, as well as our classic fills, which are free. News feed, guaranteed email response. It's all there at philhenryshow.com because the times are changing, baby. And I got to tell you something. The way the radio business is going, you know, you may not have a radio station to listen to much. I shouldn't say that. Of course you will. But there's a lot of other places to get not only information but entertainment. So keep that in mind. Now, CNN poll finds that Donald Trump is tied for first in a GOP horse race. Did you think Donald Trump would be in the mix?
No, man. Everybody thought it would be Sarah Palin.
I didn't. No way did I think it was going to be Sarah Palin.
Yeah, you never believed in her, did you?
It's not that I don't like Sarah Palin. I like Sarah Palin. But there was no way on earth she was going to be the GOP nominee in 2012. No way on God's good green earth. And the liberals used to, they just crack me up, man. Watching the liberals wetting themselves over Sarah Palin. Watching the liberals going ape over Sarah Palin. Flipping their lid. Morning, noon, and night. Talking all about it. Every day. Every time you turn around. Sarah Palin. Blah, 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 blah. Guess what? Donald Trump. Whoa!
Didn't see that one coming.
No, they didn't see that one coming. Now, I don't know whether or not the guy has a shot. He is, though, tied now with Mike Huckabee, or as he's called by Larry Grover, Huck. For first place, when Republicans are asked who they support for the GOP presidential nomination in 2012, according to a new national poll. But while a CNN Opinion Research Corporation survey released Tuesday indicates that the real estate mogul and reality TV star has nearly doubled his support since mid-March, it doesn't mean he has smooth sailing ahead. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Donald Trump is asked if he'd consider a run as an independent if the GOP doesn't nominate him.
I'm thinking about that, and that's bothered me because I'm very conservative. Unlike if, as an example, Michael Bloomberg, if he ran, which I don't think he will, but if he ran as a Republican and didn't win, or if he ran as a independent, he would take tremendous numbers of votes away from Obama because he's on that side. I'm on the exact opposite side, and to be honest with you, I think it would be very, very bad for the Republican Party and a lot of other people because they did some polls recently where I hear I get 29% as an independent. That's a lot.
Yeah, he would strip away a lot of votes from the Republican nominee, and just as H. Ross Perot did in 92 by just carving up Daddy Bush's run, I mean, he left it for dead in the dirt. Same thing would happen here with a Trump candidacy. Trump says his third-party run... Well, that's what he just said. Bad for Republicans.
So I get all of these votes as an independent, and I could also possibly win as an independent. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. If I can't win, I'm not doing it for any other reason because I like winning. I do, you know, I'm only in it for one thing. And frankly, if I ran as an independent, I would, if I didn't win, be very negative to the Republicans.
Have you
and
heard?
That disturbs me.
Trump takes on President Obama in this clip.
The problem is if I don't win, the Republican Party would be hurt, and I hate the concept of that. Because I'd rather have any of these people than Obama. I think Obama's done a terrible job. I think he's been a terrible president. If you look at what's happened with this country in terms of not only debt, not only budgets and losing control of budgets, even this last weekend, I mean, he didn't control the process. The process was controlled by everybody else but him, and he just signed on at the end. If you look at Libya, I mean, we want Gaddafi out, but we don't want to hurt him. We want this, we want that. Nobody knows what he's doing, and it looks to me like Gaddafi might even stay.
Donald Trump, as we said, now tied with Mike Huckabee. I suspect the guy is tied with Mike Huckabee just because of the celebrity power. I don't know that Donald Trump's real policies or views as a conservative are known by anybody. They're not known by me.
Well, I mean, what's he stand for?
He says he's a conservative, so I'm going to have to believe that that means cut the budget, you know, take on the entitlements, take on Medicare, take on Social Security. At least that's what I think a traditional conservative would do. That's what I would like to see a conservative do. Not pussyfoot around with a lot of horse dung about how, well, we should cut here and cut there. These guys. Another thing that a real conservative would do in this particular case would be to continue to press the war on terror, not get us necessarily involved anymore in any other military operations, least of all a war, an out-and-out war, make sure that things are stable where we've been. But probably at this particular point, the American people are more in an isolationist mood than at any time since prior to World War II. I really honestly believe that. The American people are in an isolationist mood, the likes of which we haven't seen since World War II. That's number one. And number two, the American people are closer to destructive civil discord than we have been since the Civil War. And if you think I'm kidding, I'm not. We are at a point now where the civil discord in this country is so destructive and meaningless. We are close to that point we reached when the country finally just devolved into civil war. There may be some people that think that that just sounds really exciting and interesting and peachy keen. That would be the end of the country. Because there's no such thing now, in any civil war that takes place in this country now, there'd be no such thing as a North-South. It would be ideologic only, no geographic boundary. And most importantly, the democracy that we have known and nurtured and loved would be over. Over! The reason for that would be simple. A martial law-style government would be imposed. And there would be the usual paranoid imbeciles that got us into the problem in the first place saying, see, I told you this would happen. Yeah, well, it happened because you kept running your big fat mouth and scaring everybody. That's why it happened. Talk about a self-fulfilling prophecy. The way we talk to each other now, the way that we deal with each other now, the way that we are discussing the future of the country now, it's never been more destructive, it's never been more meaningless, it's never been more pointless, it's never been more of a tail-chasing exercise. And the good people in this country, the people who are, you know, trying to get something done, man, they're getting drowned out. George Soros may be bad for this country, so's Bill O'Reilly. Both of those big mouths. All right. More than 4 in 10 Republicans say they would not like to see Trump toss his hat in the ring. More than 4 in 10, according to the CNN polling director Keating Holling. Now, CNN, you may think, is biased, but then I don't think CNN's any more biased than Rasmussen. This is a CNN Opinion Research Corporation survey released Tuesday. It indicates that the real estate mogul and reality TV star would have some rough sailing ahead. 19% of Republicans and Republican-leading independents questioned in the poll say that as of now, they'd be most likely to support Trump for next year's GOP presidential nomination. 19%.
Man, that's not going to win nothing.
No, it's not going to win anything. Trump says he'll decide by June whether he runs for the White House. An equal amount say they'd back Huckabee, the former Arkansas governor in 2008. Blah, 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 blah. Says he'll decide later this year if he can keep the weight off.
Yeah, that's another thing. What if he turns into that monstrosity?
I was just kidding, man. You think Mike Huckabee looks good, man. He used to have that big weight problem, but I think he's all right.
Now he's just got the big wife, you know.
Is that a shot?
No.
Let's hope it isn't. 12% say they'd support former governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin, who was the party's 2008 vice presidential nominee, with 11% backing Massachusetts governor and 2008 White House hopeful Mitt Romney. Now, that really surprises me, man.
Why?
I would think that Romney'd be way up there. In fact, in some of these more recent polls that we have seen, and this is why these polls are so different, I think as of last week we had another poll that had Romney and Huckabee tied. Now, it could very well happen, and these things do change. With the drop of a hat, it could very well happen that Trump has made this run, that Romney is now like yesterday's news. I don't know. I always thought that Romney was the best choice, and I believe he should have been the party's choice in the Republican Party's choice in 28. You know.
Well, I mean, you know, Romney. There's no way, man. Everybody loved McCain back then.
No, I know. I know it would have been a big job. But I don't think that Huckabee came off looking good in the debates. I think Huckabee came off looking small, mean-spirited, insulting to Romney. Same thing with McCain. I think Romney was treated shabbily, and I think he came out at the end of it looking way better than either one of those clowns. And now they're just going to throw Romney to the wolves. And then, of course, we got Gingrich, who, what's the point, man? 7% say that they, 11% back Gingrich, 7% say they're backing Ron Paul. The Ron Paul movement is very interesting. It's very, very loud, and there's not a whole lot of them. What do you want me to tell you, okay? You got lots and lots and lots and lots of money and no people. I mean, what do you Ron Paul people want, man? What do you, you know, how do we explain it any better? I know. You think it's a big conspiracy, you know.
Yeah, there's a friend of mine, the Ron Paul. Ron Paul's pretty good. I think I'd vote for him.
Ron Paul is a purist, a constitutional purist, economic, everything. He believes that government is something, it's almost like government is chemotherapy. I think Ron Paul sees government as a kind of chemotherapy, that whatever you apply government to, it's a poison that's going to kill everything it touches. And that government, if it's to be used, should be applied to something that is a real cancer, something that's a real threat to the body of the nation. That's the only time you apply government. But remember that when you do apply government, like chemotherapy, it's going to kill other things. That's what Ron Paul thinks. And it's a very, 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 very traditional conservative point of view. Now, I don't agree with Ron Paul when he says the following things. We have no right to go down and interdict these pirates in Africa. We had no right to send the U.S. Navy after them. We should use instead a warrant, something that it's a constitutional call, and we can use this in the Constitution. It's called a warrant that we actually pay a bounty hunter. The American government, and it's in the Constitution, according to Ron Paul, the American government pays a sort of bounty hunter, whatever or whoever that may be, to go down and kill or otherwise take prisoner these, what the hell are they? These pirates. Last week, Jesse Ventura said he would consider getting back into politics if Congressman Ron Paul would run for president as an independent and would ask him to join the ticket. You know, I gotta tell you something, Ventura. Ron Paul he may be a long shot, and he may have a brand of a political philosophy that leaves a lot of people sort of scratching their head. But one thing Ron Paul ain't ever going to do is put you on a ticket for president of the United States as a VP. Never going to happen. I don't know what kind of smoke he's been blowing up your feathered boa. I don't know what kind of lies he's been telling you. I bet you Ron Paul's really nice to you, Governor. I bet you he just, yeah, it's real great.
Hey, Governor. Jesse Ventura here.
That's really nice.
Yeah, I had a couple of ideas.
Oh, really? Okay. You know, he's probably really polite to you, and he listens very, very kindly and nods his head, even while inside he's just screaming to get out, get away, get anywhere, get all the way to the FBI.
I knew he was going to do that.
That's right, though. And,
You know something, Governor? I think you really understand a couple of things. You know, I really believe that this thing that you...
Well, it's really nice, Jesse. Oh, God, someone get me out of here. I got enough problems, Jesse. They all think I'm a weird ass.
Yeah, but...
No. They think I'm a weird ass.
But, Governor, I think...
No, what do you mean, Governor? I'm not the governor. You are.
Oh, that's right.
I'm a congressman. I would run for president. But they're not going to elect me because they think I come from Mahars. Do you understand?
Yeah, but they're wrong. I think you're a regular guy, just like me. Oh, you're a regular guy.
Uh-huh. Jesse, you don't understand, man. We can't get elected. If we can get elected, I could get elected, but not with you. Maybe you could get elected, but not with me. The two of us together, we'd be like a science experiment from senior high school, you know.
Well, I think you're being, you know, I mean, look at half of these, look at Obama. Obama,
yeah, we can get into Obama, you know, we can talk about Obama if you want me, I'll buy you a drink, you know, but we ain't running for president or vice president. No way, no way, no way, my brother. That's what Ron Paul would say to Jesse Ventura, and then Jesse Ventura would pile drive him. All right.
You think he would?
No, I don't think he would. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show coming up next. Too fat for the American Idol audience? That's what one young female fan, his poor child, was told. You're too fat. Is that right? Get your BSP at philhendryshow.com. Our new T-shirts are in. Yes, the new Phil Hendry Show T-shirts are in, along with, of course, the coffee mugs and our shot glasses and our legacy best of CDs. philhendryshow.com.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't like this music. It's too black.
Shut up, man. Don't say
Radio
that.
For patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Ever say that?
I'm just kidding.
Well, I know you're kidding. You can't say it.
You don't like the music, it's too black.
Yeah, every time I... Can we get some white man music? Shut up, man.
Easy, easy, easy. You know he's saying it on purpose.
You ain't funny, man.
Now, I'm going to tell you something here, because we had this discussion. I do have the story here about this team. I just want to, just very quickly. We had this political discussion off the air here during the break. So, it's 2005, somewhere in there, and I'm walking into Gelson's Market in Westlake Village, California. Why do I tell you what market I'm walking into? Because Gelson's is a high-end market. And why was I walking into one of these high-end markets where you can buy ounces of caviar and big, thick steaks? Well, times were good. Remember 2005? Well, as I was walking into the market, there's a guy standing there with a folding table. And on it is Lyndon LaRouche material. Lyndon LaRouche, the libertarian sort of... Lyndon LaRouche considered to be kind of a whack job, you know, by a lot of people. And maybe he is, maybe he isn't, I don't know. But these guys were there, and they were rapping all of this stuff about how Bush was this and Bush was that, and the war in Iraq was this, the war in Iraq was that. And I started to engage them in conversation, and one of them said to me, you understand that this is all a bubble. And I said, you mean the economy? Absolutely. It's a bubble, sir. It has to eventually pop because the money ain't there. The money just isn't there. It's impossible. If you break the numbers down, it's impossible to believe. Now, I know that what I'm saying right now to a lot of you guys, you probably all had, I mean, I mean this, I don't mean to be sarcastic. There's a lot of you who probably did see what happened coming. You probably did. I didn't. I'm not what one would call the brightest bulb on the tree when it comes to economics. Although I will say, like a lot of you, I've learned a lot, you know. But these guys, these Lyndon LaRouche guys that I walked away from that day thinking, tut, 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 tut. What a couple of screwballs. Now then, let me go and get my bottle of Cabernet, you know. And I walked out of the store that day, and I kind of cast a glance over my left shoulder and just went, and got into my car, my luxury sedan, and drove off. But these guys I think of often now. I really do. I think of those two guys. Now, Lyndon LaRouche, I ain't saying I'm going to vote for Lyndon LaRouche. Because there's a whole lot else going on with Lyndon LaRouche that I can't even say his name. It's like I've already had a bottle of Cabernet.
Yeah, Lyndon LaRouche. I can't say it neither.
You can't say nothing.
Lyndon LaRouche. In any event, I often think of those guys. It's a bubble. Because the money that is circulating in the economy right now, sir, there isn't as much money as would be, that one would expect to be there if all of these things could be paid for, you know, and all of these things are... can be supported financially. We don't, there just isn't the base. And, my eyes glazed over like yours would have, like many people's eyes would have glazed over. And I just said, oh, pshaw, my good man. Tut, tut. And off I went into the ever blinding future, the ever dumber future of Phil Hendry. And of course, then we all found out what we found out. So the moral of the story is he may be a nut and he may be a weird ass, but that guy standing on the corner with the bullhorn and the John 3:16 sign, maybe, you know.
Oh, you think the end of the world coming?
No. I don't buy that end of the world stuff at all. I buy the possibility that at times we can all be just a little too arrogant. Let's put it that way. All right, last Thursday night's American Idol delivered a shocking blow for contestant Pia Toscano, who was booed from the show, but the singer and her fans weren't the only ones left stunned that evening. Audience member Ashley Kaufman, age 19 of Riverside, claims she had a jaw-dropping moment of her own when Idol employees separated her from her friends because she was too heavy for the front row of the audience there.
Yeah, they'll do that, man. If you're fat and they don't think they can pan back enough.
What do you mean, pan back enough?
If they can't pan back enough and you're still taking up the screen...
Well, anyway, this poor girl, who's very pretty, and here's a picture of her here on the in the news story. There were two ladies, and one said, "Oh, I don't want someone wearing shorts in front about one of my friends." And then she looked at me and said, "Oh, no, you're too big, too heavy to be in front." I was taken aback by it. I was hurt. And that's when I hauled off and with a roundhouse right dislocated her jaw. I later found out that it was Paula Abdul, who now works as an usherette for American Idol. "Thank you and good night," said Ashley Kaufman, as she limped off toward her car. Bill Henry Show is produced by Jason Rance. Technical director is Rick Johnson, and associate producer is Dan Northcraft. The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico. And don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. We'll see you tonight.
Phil Henry.